The field of awareness meditation. Sit comfortably and balanced, or you can also stand, and for that matter, you can do this exercise walking also. Begin by noticing that there is a field of awareness, which is really just a way of saying that you are conscious, you're a conscious being, you are having experiences, there is awareness present. Notice that within this field of awareness, there's all sorts of different phenomena, different experiences arising. Way too many to enumerate, but we can ask what kinds of experiences are arising. So you can notice that there are visual experiences involving color, shape, and distance. There are auditory experiences, sound. And what else? There are tactile experiences, the feeling of your clothes, your contact with the floor or the chair. Then there are various bodily experiences, the feeling of the posture and movement of your body. Perhaps internal sensations in your body, like the feeling of your breath or other internal feelings. Then maybe there are emotions. There's probably at least a mood state, a feeling state. And there are thoughts. Thoughts and mental images of various kinds, including memories, it's a kind of thought, thoughts about the future, thoughts about things that are not actually here, thoughts about things that are here, and anything else you notice, smell, taste. All these experiences are just coming and going spontaneously. Your attention shifts here, your attention shifts there. Your awareness is caught by this or that. A thought arises, then there's a sound, and there's a sensation. Continually changing, spontaneously unfolding. So there's nothing in particular that you're supposed to feel or supposed not to experience. You're just simply noticing whatever it is that you do experience moment to moment of any kind, right? So we're not talking about anything special. Just exactly what happens in your mind, what draws your attention moment to moment, including the thoughts. Thoughts are the hardest thing to become aware of. Very often we're caught up in our thoughts and we're not really aware of the thoughts. So it's almost as if we step back a little bit and watch the thoughts. It's not at all a question of trying to stop the thoughts. That's not what meditation is. It's impossible anyway. But we also notice all the things that are happening which are not thoughts, like the sights and sounds, or if your eyes are closed, then just the sounds, and also very importantly, the bodily sensations, perhaps subtle emotional feelings. So there's nothing that you're supposed to do. There's nothing that you're trying to make happen or that you're trying to stop from happening. Just simply Notice whatever it is that you're noticing. There's no effort to make because there's no goal to be accomplished. You're not trying to relax or trying to calm the mind or trying to do anything. You can just notice that this whole display of phenomena, this whole play of experiences is just unfolding all by itself in this mysterious field of awareness, like clouds moving in the sky or ripples on the surface of the ocean. Thoughts, feelings, sights, sounds, mental images, just exactly as they are.